various ministers have been out and trying to create mischief in relation to this. And it's very much coming from the Taoiseach as well, who's been creating mischief in relation to it, and it's very much his form. I remember during the government negotiations, he was very much created mischief and messed a bit at that stage. And really, right now, with coming up to the third budget, their focus should be on the budget, not trying to be in the airways discussing the prospect of an election. I think any commentary Micheál Martin has made on it has basically been similar to what I'm saying here, that they need to get on with the business and knuckle down. They are just so focused on spin and trying to spin messages to the public rather than actually looking to achieve progress in relation to the issues that make a difference to people's quality of life, such as their health service and such as the need for improvement in housing and public infrastructure. And that's what they need to focus on. We have been clear and genuine at all stages. While we wanted to be in government last time, we recognised that there needed to be stability in the country for things to grow and for the country to be governed. That's why we agreed to facilitate a 3-year budget confidence supply arrangement, as long as particular parameters were met in terms of investment and public expenditure and the general thrust of the economy. We haven't been happy on a number of those fronts in relation to delivery, particularly in health and housing. That's what we're looking to see and focus on in relation to the budget. And the confidence and supply agreement itself is very clear in relation to what was agreed between the two parties, and that's that there would be a review after the budget. So all of the government ministers need to knuckle down, focus on the budget, focus on delivering for the public, instead of just spinning onto their own heads or dizzy, don't talk with everybody else's.
And you were part of the Fianna Fáil negotiating team that led to that agreement. Would you envisage yourself being involved both in Fianna Fáil's assessment of where we are at the moment and indeed on the Fianna Fáil team for any future discussions that may happen?
Certainly, in relation to the approach the party takes, I, like everybody else in the front bench and the parliamentary party, will be contributing constructively to that and making reviews very clear. And listen, when it comes to a review of the confidence and supply arrangement, then it'll be a matter for Micheál Martin to decide what way he wants to approach that, what team he wants to put in to do that review. There wouldn't be any requirement for it to be the same people as before. It may or it may not be. It'll be a matter for him. And certainly, listen, I mean, I was honoured to be a part of that last time in terms of actually contributing to it and delivering it and having a key say in it. But it'll be a matter for the party leader to decide next time around. Whatever he decides, I'd be happy with. But either way, I certainly will be making my voice heard within the front bench and within the parliamentary party, and in particular now, over the next few months, in terms of run up to the budget, to try and ensure we get the best outcome we can from our position in the front benches using the confidence and supply.